You ever been counted out? Ever had to fight for a future they said you'll never have? Then you're in the right place. This is Break Free, where resilience meets redemption. Where real stories tear down fake ceilings and freedom takes root. Your pain has a purpose. Your scars have a sound. And your breakthrough is louder than your breakdown. You can't expect change when you're stuck. Stuck in the same patterns, same mindset, same habits, same circles. It's time to break free. Favorite inspirational podcast with your girl Free. And today, y'all, I got a dope, super dope rapper in the house. Y'all help me welcome 1K Few.
Man, we here, man. I thank y'all for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming through, man. You know, a little chick like me, man. I appreciate it.
Nah, man. We're going to be it for the biggest. Everything big.
Everything big.
Sure.
So tell us where does 1K Few come from? Like, what does the 1K stand for,
man,
for those that
1K,
don't know?
I always, you know, was an advocate on being real, being authentic, to, you know, who God calls you to be. So, you know how some folks say keeping it 100, well, we keep it 1,000 type thing. So, that's where the 1K came from. And Few is short for nephew. Like, just me growing up, like, just always being the youngest, you know, around the OGs. And, you know, my uncle just always, you know, getting that wisdom at a young age. So, you know, everybody, you know, calling me nephew everywhere I go type thing. So that's where the Few came from. Kind of like down south lingo a little bit too, like Atlanta lingo. You know, the OG called the youngest nephew. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So that kind of stuck. I just been running with it ever since, for real.
Oh, so I was wrong, because you know what I thought the Few was for?
What it was for?
Like, Few. Like, you know, it's not a like
many
you.
A card with Few toes.
Yeah.
We can go with that, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. You rep both Faith and Atlanta, right?
For sure.
How do
for
those sure. worlds come together for you?
Man, just being authentic to both. I was born and raised in church. You know, my mama had a drug addiction. You know, coming up every Sunday, she drug us to church. I ain't had no choice whether I wanted to go or not. And at the same time, it's like the church I grew up in was like in the middle of the six. You feel what I'm saying? Zone six. So it's like I kind of got the best of both worlds. Like the first time I seen a lot of things was in church. And I just found that, you know, unique. And then, you know, just coming up, they will always have like gospel rappers and speakers come try to motivate, you know, the young people and stuff like that. But, you know, they was always lame. You feel what I'm saying? Like I couldn't really like relate to them. So, you know, me and my partners, I used to be in the back just on some like, man, I know we got out of there. We can really, you know, turn our, you know, our generation up type thing. So I never forget, like, my pastor gave us the opportunity to go up there, like, for youth night one night. Mm-hmm. And I never forget, like, Soulja Boy had this song called Pretty Boy Swag. We had remixed it, Church Boy Swag type thing.
Uh-oh.
And then ever since then, like, it was like, oh, man, we can do this. I ain't gonna lie, we thought we made up gospel rap. Like, it was like, bro, let's go up and rap about God, bro.
Really? And how old were you at the time?
Man, I had to be about, I don't know, bro. Probably about 15, 16. I don't know. I can't really recall it. Like, I don't even know when that song came out, like, off the top of my head. But I know I was super young, though. I was like 16. But I feel like I started rapping, like, probably like a 10, 11 type thing. Because mm-hmm. I grew up in a household, like I said, like, my mama always had us in church. So I used to love the Atlanta culture so much and rap music so much. It was like that I wanted to rap, but my mom was like, if you're going to be in that house, you got to rap about Jesus. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, so she influenced you to rap? Because I was going to ask you, like,
yeah.
How did you realize that God and rap can actually collaborate and go together and work?
I didn't. I just thought I was bucking. I just thought I was like, man, I'm going to rap anyway. But, you know what I'm saying? I was just trying to meet my mom in the middle somewhere. And I don't know. That's why I said I thought I made up gospel rap.
Yeah.
Until my sister, she went out of school and came back, and, you know, she had brought back some CDs and stuff like that from other folk that were doing it. And I was like, oh, it's a thing. So I just started doing it. And long story short, I just kept doing it, kept perfecting it. And but at the same time when I was doing it, like, I was still outside, like, in the street still, like, you know what I'm saying? I knew better, but I ain't, you know, they ain't mean I did better. You feel what I'm saying? So I was doing gospel rap and still in the street type thing until, you know, God woke me up, like, down the line, I say, probably like, what, 2013, 14 type thing, like, just being outside. Because I was always one of them kids that used to want to go outside with my folks, but they all used to roast me on some, like, well, you know, you ain't supposed to be out here type thing. Like, I always kind of had that favor on my life. And I just kept going until God woke me up. I was in a situation where, you know, we got shot at a couple times. And that kind of woke me up on some, like, man, that was God telling me I was either going to, you know, end up dead or in jail type thing. So
he was hustling.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Like, hustling, finessing, just everything. Like, you know, I'm from Atlanta. We do Atlanta everything.
Gonna find a way to make
one. You know what I'm saying? For sure. So, it's like, well, really, I'm from the east side. You know, my folk be getting on me about that. Like, well, you need to show some love to the east side. Like, so,
oh, you one of them east side. We know how them east side boys play.
Yeah, I'm from the east side, for sure. But yeah, shoot, once God woke me up, I just chose relationship over religion. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I chose, you know, to have my own relationship. Because, you know, when you go to heaven, ain't nobody going to hold your hands. It's just going to be you and God. So I just chose that, like, just to really walk for him, live for him.
And do you thank God now that your mom, I think that's funny, y'all. Y'all heard him say she had a drug addiction. Yeah. So automatically I was thinking, like, she was addicted to drugs. But no, she drug you to church. Yeah. And really, our parents, I feel like that's what this generation is missing.
For sure.
They allow their kids to hang out all Saturday night. Yeah. Don't get up and go to church Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Whereas our generation, well, I'm probably older than you. We, guess what? If you hung out,
yeah,
and you in that house, you're going to church that,
for
Sunday,
sure,
morning.
For sure.
So do you think now, looking back, do you thank God, like, your mother drug you to church every week?
Yeah, because it was like, I thank God for that, because I feel like, you know, she put it in me at an early age. Like, I always, like, no matter how far I just went away or, you know, went off track, you know, the word was still in me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? God was still in me. It was just, you know, I don't know, like, it was just divine faith for him, you know, bring me back to him, like, closer to him for real. Because it's crazy. I find it crazy that, you know, the way I came closer to him is from me trying to run away from him type thing.
Jonah.
So it was like, Jonah in the well. So yeah. It was like, I don't know. Like, I definitely thank God that my mom put that in. Like, she forced that at a young age, for sure.
Coming out of Atlanta and surrounded by trap, right? Mm-hmm. And the streets, the hustle,
yeah,
the street energy. How did you carve your own lane in the gospel rap without losing your realness?
Man, it was hard at first. It was hard at first, man. Shout out to Zay Tovin, man. That's like my, man, not even like, that's my brother, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at an early age, you know, I was doing gospel rap, and I was really standing on, like, you know, what I was believing in, the culture, because early on, like, gospel rap, really, the sound of gospel rap was like, up north, and, you know, you know how hip-hop originated,
yeah,
type thing. So, you know, I feel like, in the Christian world, you know, they move slow with everything. So I feel like I brought the trap sound to, you know, to gospel rap. You feel what I'm saying? But nobody really understood it. And all the Christian blogs, like, they wouldn't even pick it up because it was like, oh, no, you sound too urban. You sound like, you know, you don't sound like this. So you can't be the real thing. You feel
right,
what I'm saying? So, but I just kept going because if I would have had to, you know, compromise and go the other way, I wouldn't even wanted to do it. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm glad I just kept being an innovator in that space type thing. Cause fast forward, I end up, you know, going to an open mic at a church, and first person I see on the keyboard is Zay Tovin type thing. Like this is over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it happened to be his, you know, his dad, his parent church. And I went in there and, you know, performed and stuff. Like, as soon as we walked in, I tell my partner who it was. I'm like, but that's Zay right there, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I go up, and then I just give my all, go crazy. And then after the show, I go up. You know, I'm trying to go up to Zay for a picture. Mm-hmm. And that one, bro, like, man, bro, I ain't never seen nobody your age come in here on a Friday, do that. You know what I'm saying? Because we were moving, like, real rappers, you feel
right,
what I'm saying? Like, we would go to show 30, 40 deep every time, like, bringing that culture into church,
mm-hmm,
you feel what I'm saying? Because, like, and I said, we ain't, exactly,
yeah,
and
yeah,
at the same time, we weren't really, we were being intentional with it, but we weren't really being strategic. We were just moving how we seen, how we knew. It was
just
like,
being yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then ever since that day, you know, he stamped, gave me his cosign. Like, he invited me to the house the next day after that.
Mm-hmm.
And he just been solid ever since. And I ain't gonna lie, like, God just kept opening up doors, cause, like, even the Reach Records situation with Lecrae, that's what I'm signed to, Lecrae. And when I first went up there, the reason for me going up there is because he was trying to find that Atlanta sound for his album, but nobody had it.
Right.
So I came up there, like, he originally invited me up there to write for him, like, cause he had, like, Metro Boomin Beats, Zay Beats, Honorable C-Note Beats, but couldn't nobody do nothing with them. And the first song I did when I went up there, it was a song called Hammer Time. And that's like one of my biggest songs right now. And the story with that is I went up there to write for bruh. Mm-hmm. And I did the Hammer Time hook. Everybody just went crazy, like in the studio, like, oh my God, like, it's crazy. So they bring bruh in and they play it for Cray. And Cray, like, oh, this is so Cray, bro. You got to stay on it.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, you might well write a verse. Like, low-key playing at first. Uh-huh. Like, he was like, you might well write a verse. So he come back the next day. I put a verse on it. And he go crazy about the verse. Like, oh, we got to keep the verse on it now. And it ended up, you know what I'm saying, making an album. And then it ended up becoming a single. And then they ended up signing me. Like, it just kept going.
Isn't that amazing how your gift will make room for you if you just stay the course?
I'm telling you, for sure.
And sometimes I can imagine, like, it was hard for you to balance the street and being over here with God.
Definitely.
Yeah. How did you deal with it?
Man, I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. Like, I thought I could. Like, it just don't align like that. It's like, if you're doing something for God, like, you got to at least, you know, ain't nobody going to be perfect, but you got to at least, you know what I'm saying, make an effort to go toward him. You feel what I'm saying? Because I wasn't even making no effort. Like, I was just on some, like, man, I'm finna do this and do that type thing. Like, I wasn't even locked in all the way with how I was supposed to be. So I feel like, you know, God, it kind of woke me up and gave me that warning call on some, all right, if you keep going, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I just chose life. Like, I just chose my calling and my purpose.
And where did your confidence come from to be like, I'm a Jesus boy. That Jesus dude.
For sure.
Like, where does it come from? Because in this day and age, everything is so Instagram and just kind of fake. And people feel like you have to divert or change you are to be over here.
For sure.
Where does your confidence come from to be like, no, I'm that dude, and I'm that Jesus dude?
Man, it's like, especially with this generation and how I came up in general, it's like folks going to tell, like, the real from the fake every time. So I ain't going to lie. I feel like, you know, not just anybody dude could do this, like, could really pop it, like, about Jesus, like, you know what I'm saying?
And be confident in it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, I feel like this is the role that God gave me to my purpose. So it's like, once I woke up and realized this is what I'm supposed to be doing, it's like, man, I got to pop it, like, for him. I got to. You know what I'm saying? It's the difference between being confident and arrogant. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like I'm confident in my purpose. Like, can't nobody really tell me nothing. Like, you know, as long as I got God on my side, like, you know, God for me, ain't, you know, who can be against me? You feel what I'm saying? So that's the tight energy I had, and I'm still having.
And tell us, give us something that you feel like helps you stay disciplined in your walk with Christ.
Man, knowing that he can take it away any day, any second. Just like how he gave it to me, he can take it away.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, and, you know, just having responsibilities and being responsible, you know what I'm saying? Like, just for others, like, you know what I'm saying? For just having a whole family, you know, wife and kids, like, you know what I'm saying? Just really, you know, being grounded in that. Like, just, because it's like, when it ain't about you, you know what I'm saying? Then you get extra focused. You feel what I'm saying? And, like, not really want to go out sad and, you know, being an example for others too. Like, not just my kids, but, like, just for younger
generation.
Dudes doing gospel or doing what I'm doing. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I want to get them something to look up to, because I feel like folks in the street, like, they don't want to sell drugs. They don't want to do half of the stuff they're doing. They just see what the drug dealers have.
Right.
Like, they see the cars. They see the money. They see everything. They see the benefits. So, it's like, if doing this going to get me that,
that's what I'm going to do.
That's what I'm finna do.
Yeah.
So, that's what always been my thing. It's like, I always want to give these folks something to, you know what I'm saying, something to look forward
to.
You know what
I'm saying?
It's like, man, bro having that, bro looking like that, he dressing like this, but I'm going to be over here.
Yeah.
Type thing. So, that's my whole thing. I just want to be an example.
How do you pick beats that still knocking the whip, right?
Yeah.
But carry that message that uplift everybody?
Like, just beats, like I mean, shoot, it just can't be, they can't suck. Like, that be my main thing. Like, they just gotta be hard. Like, I don't discriminate about no producers. Like, I mean, you can be 10 years old. Like, if your beat's hard, I'm gonna go crazy on it. But it's just that's my thing. It's like, I'm a real fan of music too. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't just, cause you know, a lot of people, like, and I ain't trying to, you know, be negative or nothing, but you know, a lot of people, like, you know, they do gospel rap, Christian rap, and you know, they think, you know, just cause that's where they mind at and where they heart at, you feel what I'm saying, everybody's supposed to respect it. But it's like, Now, if you doing this for God, like, we got to come big. Like, we got to come. We got to be the hardest, really. We got to be harder than everybody else.
Right. Super, yeah. Got to go 10 times harder.
Sure. So it's like, I don't really be sparing nobody just because they be doing God. Just because, you know, the mess. Because not even just gospel. Like, everybody got a message. You feel what I'm saying? But it's like, if your message ain't delivered the right way and on the right level, it's like, I can't really respect that. I can't go play this for my partner.
Right.
And convince him, bro, you need to listen to this. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm all about, you know, coming correct and going big for the biggest, for sure.
Tell us a moment where you feel like your faith was really tested, but you stayed 1K.
Man, every day.
Every day?
Every day. But nah, just being in the faith industry, though, because you just realize it's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on. And, you know, I ain't really, you know, I've been around the mainstream a little bit, but, like, especially, like, with the Christian industry, you know, it's a lot of snake Christian industry, too. You feel what I'm saying? They use Jesus' name just to snake you out.
Really?
You feel what I'm saying? Man, what? And it's kind of worse over here. So it's like you kind
of get out of here.
Man, come on, man. So it's like you gotta have a ton of vision on God. You gotta stay focused. Cause these folks, man, they out to get you. You feel what I'm saying? And most of the time it really don't be them, be the enemy for real. Like, not
coming
saying just
them,
use
the spirit.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like it's like spiritual discernment. That's unreal, bro. Like, you gotta stay focused and know who you are and know whose you are. You feel what I'm saying? So
Lars.
It's like, nah, for real. So it's like, I mean, as long as you know that, you can't take no L. You can't lose. You feel what I'm saying? Cause I was supposed to been counted out. Like, I was supposed to been take my L. You feel what I'm saying? But I just stayed focused for real. Mm-hmm. So that's my main thing on how I got through it. Like, just staying focused and having a ton of vision on your purpose and what you're supposed to be doing. Cause that's gonna get your mind off of everything else, for sure.
And that kind of goes into the next question I was gonna ask you. Like, how do you keep your peace in the industry that glorifies everything opposite of what you stand for?
Nah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Man, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, especially being on social media and, you know, seeing everything going on social media with the politics, with music, like, with all type of stuff. Like, man, my main source each and every day is prayer. It's like staying prayed up, staying protected, you know, and asking God to give me the discernment to have. Because, you know, he going to tell you every time, you know, even if you don't got the answer, you know, he got all the answers. So,
right.
I mean, I just seek him in everything I do, for real. I ain't even going to try to act like I know everything. So, I mean, that's my main thing. I just ask God to, you know, help me discern the right things. Because, like you said, it's all type of things that don't align with your purpose or whatever you got going on. But I don't know, like, and it's just me coming up. Like, I'm kind of used to that, too. Like, just coming up on the East, it's like, I'm used to being surrounded by all type of culture, all type of, you know, people with different, you know, backgrounds and stuff like that, and still, you know, knew how to remain who I was. Mm-hmm. Like, even before I started doing this, it's like, it's always been cool to just be yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, like, everybody gonna tell the real from the fake every time.
Yeah, my dad messaged me this morning. He knew that we had to record, right? And mm-hmm. he said, your word for today is to just be yourself, right? Yeah. And I think he was thinking, because, like, you a big artist, yeah, and everything, but I messaged him back and told him, like, Daddy, I don't know how to be nothing else.
Exactly.
All I know how to be is loud mouth, raspy voice,
yeah,
hook nose Shay.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, whatever room I'm in, so sitting here talking to you, I can see, like, you just feel like I'm me. You're going to, yeah, set me for me.
Yeah.
Or you could move around.
For sure.
And then even I want you to speak to, how do you handle, because we know, just because Christian in a church,
so,
we know women still be vultures.
So,
you
so,
get what I'm saying? So how do you handle that attention that come to you where women be trying to, like, be in your face, be in your DM, trying to, you know, cross you up when you know you married and you're committed,
yeah,
to your wife? Like, how do you handle that?
Man, you just got to know the weight that it's going to carry. You feel what I'm saying? Especially nowadays, boy, like, women and, you know, the social media done turn you folks into woo. But at the same time, you know, me and my wife, we've been locked in since high school. You feel what I'm saying? 10th, 11th grade.
So that's a blessing.
Yeah, so it's like, man, ain't nobody really going to hold me down or hold you down like that. Like, just no matter where you go, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for her. You feel, wow, what I'm saying? Like, taking care, like
shout
like,
out to wifey.
Man, what? Like just everything, like the tight bond we got, it's like I wouldn't even want to risk losing. You feel what I'm saying? Cause it's like you ain't gonna, you can see something, but it's like, but as soon as you take that mask off, it's gonna be a monster.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, and that go to everybody just watching, it's like, just cause you see something on, you know, social media and see something outside, it's like, you never know what come with that. Like, you don't know what come with that. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, you gotta be aware of what you about to lose. You feel
right,
what I'm
so
saying?
You keep that in the forefront of your
mind. Man,
like,
what? You got to. Yeah. You got to. Like, even when you think about valuing people, it's like, just imagine life without them. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
oh, that's a good one.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So it's like, you gotta value, like, what you have. You never know what you have till it's gone.
That's right. So you saying to imagine life without that person, it'll help keep it in line.
Sure.
Yeah, not even just in relations, but even in friendships and just, yeah. If you could talk to the younger version, right, of yourself before all of this, what would you say to him?
Ooh, well, I would say, man, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man. I'll say don't chase after the trends and don't be stunned to everybody, you know, who trying to be popular and stuff like that. Cause everybody who I went to school with, they were popular. I can't even tell you what they doing right now. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's the main thing. It's like, bro, don't stun, like, earning everybody else acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because you already accepted. You feel what I'm saying? So all you got to do is just follow your purpose. Cause I mean, I'm telling you, like, just being popular and stuff, all that don't matter. Like, it might be cool, like, while you got what you going on in this season, but you know what I'm saying, once you get outside in the real world, like, none of that is gonna matter. None of
right.
that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you just gotta stay focused on who you are and just tap in at an early age. That's what I tell myself. I'll be like, just tap in now. Like, go ahead and lock in. Now I'm on my nephews about the same things. Like, they wanna make beats, wanna be a DJ and stuff. I'm like, man, y'all need to do that now.
Crap, but
y'all don't need to wait until
begin to perfect that
man,
craft.
What, man? Do that now. Cause that's my main thing. Like, I mean, I ain't trying to down education at all. I feel like everybody should need to go at least experience college. Even if you feel like it ain't for you, you need to at least go. You feel what I'm saying? But when I went, like, just my story, it was like it just wasn't for me type
right.
thing. But I spent my 4 years grinding and, you know what I'm saying, to what I wanted to be. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel like
and
God opened
off.
That door.
Yeah, but, you know, I feel like this generation and going forward, college not really made for these kids. These kids are really, they don't know it.
Yeah.
They really have an entrepreneur spirit
for sure.
within them.
For sure.
They just haven't tapped into
sure.
it yet. So I don't feel like college, you know, is for everybody.
Yeah.
And what would you tell, like, young artists that want to come into the game, mm-hmm. to the gospel game? Like, what would you give them about the game?
Man, just stay true to who you are. I'm going to keep saying that.
Yeah.
One, just
yeah.
stick to who you are, stick to your purpose. And you saying, like, you said the gospel game, like, mm-hmm.
Because I can imagine it's different from the hip-hop game or,
yeah.
you know, the industry. Probably still have some of the same underlying factors, but
yeah.
I imagine it's a little different. I imagine it being a little harder to get on as a Christian rapper versus being a rapper.
For sure. Like, I mean, on both sides, I'll just tell people to just have a ton of vision with God, man, because a lot of things can, like, knock you off of your focus, you know what I'm saying, and have you... I don't know, like, just it can just have you mess up your whole purpose, mm-hmm. like, just because you worried about what everybody else got going on, and you got your eyes on another lane, and you not staying in your lane, you feel what I'm saying? So I feel like you just got to have tunnel vision, man, because it's hard, like, even, like, with social media news, like, seeing what everybody else got going on, like, that used to be my problem. Like, I used to have, like, different partners and friends, like, you know, I see them going up, like, I'd be like, dang, man, why I ain't going up, so it's like, I mean, you just gotta have a ton of vision, because your time gonna come, you just gotta stay down. A lot of times, God be wanting to see, like, if you actually gonna stay down for this, you know what I'm saying, like, that's why he like, man, I don't want to give you this too early, you know what I'm saying? I want to see if you really about this, you feel what I'm saying, so I just tell everybody just to stay down, man, just keep going. That's number one advice somebody ever gave me, like, know what I'm saying, just keep going, bro. Keep going. And I used to think, man, what kind of advice is that? Like, that man is fake, bro. Like, but that's the realest advice I ever have gotten from anybody. Like, when somebody tell you to keep going, that's the realest advice I ever heard.
Were there times you wanted to give up?
For sure. And I'm talking about, like, last year, probably. Like, know what I'm saying, like, just because the industry, like, it really be on some, like, once you see how slime the industry is, bro, and see it. and see how it's supposed to be a certain way, it's like you'd be like, man, I'm cool on this.
I tell my manager that all the time. Like, we'll go certain, like when he first started, like we first started going places and stuff. Phew, I just couldn't get with the room.
Yeah.
I could not get with him because I'm like, and I have a mouth to where I don't know how to shut up.
Yeah.
If something's not right.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll be like, man, Bob, you see that? Like, it's just like, man, you get in them rooms and even you can feel it.
Right.
On your skin right. And in your body. Like, man, they so fake.
Exactly.
And just so exactly. Flawed and just facts. Be, like, how could y'all live like this?
Facts.
Yeah,
facts.
But.
Nah, that's fact.
Yeah,
man.
Bob always tell me you got to learn how to still maneuver.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, you got to. You got to. And that's, it be frustrating, but it also fueled me when I learned that lesson too. Just on some like, man, we got to be disruptors. Like,
yeah.
it came to it. It's like, we just got to be disruptors and we got to, you know, be unapologetic on how we move. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's like, especially like with, you know, with the Christian industry right now, like, everybody feel like you got to be a certain way. If you ain't a certain way, you ain't, know what I'm saying?
You ain't him. You ain't her.
Like, you ain't one of us. You over there.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? And it's too much division. It's causing division that way. You feel what I'm saying?
It's division in the hip-hop, in the Christian hip-hop.
Man, OMG. I'm talking about, it's fake, man. They scaring folks away. Like, because folks on the outside look like, man, I'll never be able to talk like that or dress like that or look like that. So, I ain't even going to try to come over here. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like that's our importance of the game. It's like, we got to be like, nah, like, y'all come on.
Come how you are.
Because the higher ups, like, I even told folks, man, well, folks done told me, it's like, bro, like, that type of look, that type of sound ain't going to work over here, bro. You got to, like, basically telling me you got to sell out. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's
I was going to ask you that. Like, have you ever felt pressured to water your message down for, like, a bigger crowd, for the masses?
I tried it, but God blocked it. I tried it for sure, but I'm talking about recently too.
Because you felt like it was what going to take you to the next level,
and just on some like just trying like on some because I'm big on unity too. So I'm on some like man, let me try to you know put some unity in it and try to see if it can make sense. But shoot, God ended up blocking that too.
Wow,
like because you know what's for you gonna be for you. So it's like you can't even change that really. Try to force it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for sure.
Yeah, so do you feel like people don't really, are like people not receptive of Christian rap, or do you feel like it's just something that they don't want to see change, or you feel like they want it the way that they see it in their mind?
I feel like they want to control it on how they want it to be. Because, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people know they can't do like what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they try their best to block it because they know if we get in a certain situation, it's almost over with for them.
Yeah.
Type thing. Because it's like, we want the real deal. Because you're like, man, all cultures, you know how all cultures love like Atlanta hip hop? Like all cultures love Future. All cultures love, you know.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Our culture. And it's the same way over there, over in Christian. They just don't want to give it to us.
Mm.
Like, they just don't want to get to it because it's like,
it's going to push them out.
It's going to push them out, man. And it's just, it's like, this was going to bring people to us, bro. This was going to bring people to God for real, bro. Like as long as people, like, make stuff seem cookie cutter and, know what I'm saying, like, Sesame Street, Christian rap, all that, like, folks not going to come to that. Know what I'm saying? Because it's not real, not authentic. Because once y'all take the Elmo costume off, y'all going back, know what I'm saying, doing what y'all do.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, but folks still be naive and not really, they don't really be seeing that. They be like, oh, he's perfect type thing. But it's like, nah, man, that ain't even the narrative that's going on.
Right.
Because like, I'm behind, I'm backstage seeing all this. Like, it's like, y'all folks not like, y'all looking up to us for real. But y'all want to give us our flowers in private.
And not in public.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like that's important. I talk to my pastor, or like, you know, sometime, and I think it's just important that we show the flaws in the church.
Yeah.
So the people behind or the ones that's on the outside looking in can come in and know they don't have to be perfect.
Exactly.
Like, stop worrying about how tight somebody dresses, if it's too short, if he want to wear skinny jeans at church.
Yeah.
That's not important.
Facts.
What's important is us getting them in here to hear the word.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, so with your music, it's not about how y'all look, how y'all dress. What it is just being a representation of Christ in whoever you are.
Yeah. Nah, facts. Nah, for real, because ain't no telling, man, God give you anybody, like, to bring, man, you just said it. It's like, it don't even matter. Like, as long as the message is getting out to them and they coming, you know, closer to him, it's like, it is what it is. Like,
yeah, but people miss the bigger picture.
Nah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
How do you want your music to impact people who don't even go to church?
A comment that I get a lot is, like, whenever I, like, play my music and stuff, like, folk be like, dang, I ain't even know this was gospel rap. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like that's one of the main strengths I have, like, with playing my music for people who don't go to church and people who ain't, you know, come up like that. Because a lot of people that's not in church right now actually, you know, grew up in church.
Right,
like,
right.
Real.
And just went, what got away from
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Kind of like school. It's like you've been in school all your life. So, like, when you graduate, you know, sometimes you don't want to go back to school sometimes. But it's like, I think people got to start looking at churches like a gas station, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't go through life on E. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to at least fill up once a week. You feel what I'm saying? You got to fill your tank, especially, like, if the preacher ain't up there just saying, you can do it, and, you know what I'm saying, telling you stuff you already know. Like, if the preacher up there actually teaching you and put some knowledge in you, like, you need that. Like, you need that, every, like, once a week at least.
That's a good analogy.
For sure.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. What do you want people to feel after listening to your music? Do you want them to feel motivation, conviction, or just a straight vibe, or a little of both?
I want them to feel motivation for real. Mm-hmm. Like, in all ways, like, on some, like, dang, like, buddies from Atlanta doing gospel rap. Like, yeah. I like that motivation. I like, you know what I'm saying, standing on your purpose. Yeah, just motivation in all. And then, you know, just the number one thing, you know, bringing people closer to God. Like, that's the number one thing. Like, just inspiring people. I feel like that's my main, you know, my main mission is to bring people to God, for sure. And, like, bring people to God who think, you know what I'm saying, it's like, God will never accept me. Like, church will never accept me. It's like, church don't accept me neither. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we in it together.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just want to show folks, it's like, nah, I'm going to stand up about this. I'm going to stand on table about this. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, man, if he going to stand up like that, I'm going to stand up. You feel what I'm saying? So
how important is a prayer life to you?
Man, it's everything. It's everything. If I leave the house without praying, like, it's going to go every time. It don't ever fail. Like, my day just feel weird. It go left. I'll be like, dang, bro, why this stuff? Like, why weird stuff keep happening? Because it's like, you ain't pray. You ain't covered yourself. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't just, every day ain't just going to be perfect and squeaky, but it is a certain peace that you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially, like, if you pray before you leave the house, like, that's one thing I got to get just better at in general. Like, because we do it now, but we definitely should do it, like, more. I'm, like, praying as a family type thing. Like, we do it for sure, but I definitely want to, know what I'm saying, lean on that a little heavier, because I ain't gonna lie, like, it's like, man, the families right now are under attack.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, under attack for real. So it's like, just want to make sure, like, we covered and stuff like that, and really, know what I'm saying, staying focused. But luckily, like, you know, our bond is so strong. It's like, we've been through some of everything together. Mm-hmm. Like, everything. So it's like, we kind of know, like, how to handle certain situations and stuff like that. But just even, like, you know, being tempted, like, in all ways.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, you still got to be covered. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you still got to be covered.
And for somebody that does not have a prayer life,
what
advice, or how could you tell them to even start a prayer life?
Just start by thanking God. Like, just thank him for every little thing. Like, just thank him. Know what I'm saying? Don't even worry about just asking them. Ask. Like, just start out by saying that. That can be your whole prayer. Like, thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, God, for everybody I got around me. Everything. Like, just give thanks. You feel what I'm saying? That's one thing that I even, you know, I'm low-key preaching to myself. Like, because it's like, I spend, like, when I pray, like, that's always what I pop it off with. Like, just thank you. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, you got to treat like, you know, your dad for real. It's like,
right.
Know what I'm saying? You can't just go to dad off the muscle like, dad, I want something from the store.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, like, thank you, dad, for paying, like, you know, clothes on your back, shelter, like, the little things. Mm-hmm. Like, I thank God for the little things. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I always start off with that. So I'll say, like, anybody who don't got a prayer life, just start out with just thanking them. Just give them thanks.
And then for people who are like burnt.
Yeah.
Burnt out.
Yeah.
From going to church, right? Or maybe they was hurt in the church. What would you tell them to get them back involved in church?
Man, because I was one of them people for sure. Mm-hmm. But you just gotta decide, man, are you gonna go to heaven off of your salvation or off of another man's salvation?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, like, I just feel like ain't nobody gonna be perfect, man, but you just gotta use your discernment too, cause some pastors out here be tripping, like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you just gotta decipher your faith and where you're gonna have your tunnel vision at, and that's on God. It's like you just gotta stay focused on God with everything. But I ain't gonna lie, man, that's kind of a hard one, cause it's like, man, like, church hurt real, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a real thing. Especially like when you've been in it all your life. And it'll be easy to just go ahead and be on some, like, man, I'm cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? My relationship with God, cool. I don't need church. You feel what I'm saying? I was one of them people for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I want them folk like, man, I don't need to go to church every Sunday type thing. But, and I still don't go to church every Sunday. Like, cause, you know, I might have a show, you know, somewhere else on, you know, Saturday, come back Sunday evening, something like that. But it's like, I don't know. Like, church is important, though. It's important. Like, you can't. Going to church reminded me that you can't go through life by yourself. You can't go through life, you know, thinking you just know how to go through it. Because church is really sharpening you up.
Right.
It's not on some, like, magical place where you go and you leave everything straight.
Yeah.
Because it's not that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Church is, like, to just sharpen your mind, to sharpen.
Fill you up for the
week. And to give you confirmation on things, too. A lot of times, church can be confirmation, too, because you can go to church and home can be saying something like, dang, bro, I was just talking, like, I'm going through this right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, I done been to church a couple times and it been like that. But, I mean, I don't know. Like, you just can't look at churches like
as a perfect
going
place.
Through emotions. Yeah.
And I think a lot of times people look to the pastor as being a perfect person.
Yeah.
He's not God.
Yeah.
She's not God.
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
So I think it's important for us to just have a relationship with God on our own, and then go to hear, and like you said, and check the word.
You don't
have to take everything at face value that a pastor is saying. You got to check it by
for yourself.
Check it by the word, and like you said, you know, discernment. So we're gonna do a little fun stuff now. So tell me, if you had to choose one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Church cookout,
or
a studio session with Lecrae and Ty Tribute, which one?
Church cookout, because I can always get studio sessions with Cray and Ty Tribute.
Okay, who's the funniest person in Reach Records right now? No filter. No filter.
Who the funniest person? I don't know. It's probably between Trip Lee and Tadashi.
Okay.
They're too funny.
And then if 1K Few wasn't rapping, what would you be doing right now, like, honestly?
If I weren't rapping, man, I don't know for real. Like, I'll probably still be rapping and not have no money. Like, just be rapping.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. That's a hard one, man. Cause that's one thing I was just talking to her about the other day. I was like, man, I just gotta find some hobbies. Like, I feel like that's all I wanna do is rap, like, type thing. But I don't know. You gotta come back to me on that one. I don't know. I don't even play video
games. Y'all see that? I stumped him on the question.
I don't play video game. I'll probably be somewhere getting fat.
You will?
Yeah.
You like to eat?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your pull up to the spot song? Like, not when you on no holy stuff, like when you just vibing. Like, what's your song?
Pull up to the spot. Hey, she can tell you. My favorite music to listen to is like New Jack Swing music.
New Jack Swing.
Like New Edition.
Oh, okay, like, okay,
you know
okay.
Stuff like that. So I'll probably pull up to something like that. Like, for real. Like, that's
what's
my
your favorite New Edition song?
I don't know, man. Can't Stand the Rain.
I was about to say, I love Can't Stand
If It Isn't Love, probably, though. That's probably my favorite New Edition
song. You don't
know
how to do the dance.
Man, come on now. If It Isn't Love, though, that's probably my favorite New Edition song, though.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah.
And so I see, like, you did a collab with Forrest Frank.
Yeah.
What was that like? What, you know, and because, not saying it's race or anything, but you know, I could be like, oh, this white boy think he cool.
No, for sure, you know what I mean?
So how was that collab and what made you do the collab?
Yeah, that was just one of them things I was saying, like, just trying to figure out the unity piece. And I just feel like it was a great you know, connection. I feel like Ford Franklin is a great artist. You feel what I'm saying? Like, all around artist for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was just one of the things me and him been, you know, talking for a couple years and just saying, you know, we wanted to collab and stuff like that. So I figured, you know, the Move record would be a perfect, you know, perfect record. Mm-hmm. And the story about the Move record, Move is actually 3 years old. You know,
really?
That was me and Lecrae's song. So. That's been out like for 3 years. So, And what happened was, it's a dance show out in Vancouver, kind of like America Best Dance Crew, like but for like Canada. And the winners of that show, the song they won, the song that they used was "Move It."
Really?
Yeah.
That where the dance generated from?
That's where the dance generated from.
You know, I told him too. I said, when he come, you got to teach me how to do the dance, me and my son Bill. But I can't get the dance.
You said, we're going to be getting it together then. But nah, so it's like once it went around, like once they won, it went viral. And I'm saying it just went up. And then, you know, Forrest hit me, you know, saying like, you know, bro, I see, bro, Move is going crazy. Like, he ain't hit me to get on it, but he was like, bro, Move going crazy. And I was just like, bro, you need to get on it. Like, I'm saying, give me a verse. So, you know, he did the verse, went out, you know, did the video, and, you know, rest was history from there.
Isn't that something how God could take something that you thought was dead
and
resurrect it and just
Exactly. Because I ain't even going to lie. I was just, you know, in an intense conversation, like, you know, with somebody telling me, you know, to change my sound and, you know, how what I'm doing is not going to work type thing.
Really?
And like a week later, Move went viral.
Did you call them and be like,
Nah, because look, cause God going to do it for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was just a God thing right there.
And who is somebody that you haven't collaborated yet that you want to collaborate with?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus?
Yep.
And what do you want her to sing and then you want to rap or how you want it to be?
I really was just saying the name, but I don't know. I think it would be hard though. Like if me and Miley Cyrus did something. I want to do something with artists who don't ever do something with rappers. Mm. Like that's where I'm kind of at now.
I think Chris Brown would be dope.
That'd be hard too. I thought about Chris Brown too. That name came to my head too.
Yeah, Chris Brown. Not only because I love him.
Beyonce would be hard too. Now,
yeah, she would. Beyonce never did anything with Christian. No.
I'm pretty sure she had. I just can't think of nothing.
But I was thinking like Chris Brown because of the whole redemptive phase
he's had to go through,
right?
Oh, that'd be
so
crazy.
So I know he had something. Then them Breezy fans, we go hard for Chris Brown.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, so I think Chris Brown would be dope. But Miley Cyrus, if that's somebody, now I got to give you this little nugget.
Yeah.
If that's somebody that you see that you want to collaborate with, you got to go ahead and write that thing all the way out in your head.
Sure.
What it's supposed to look like. Who, you know, is she going to sing? Is she going to rap?
Yeah.
The colors of the video. Like, you got to go ahead and put that thing in motion so God can make it happen.
Nah, she definitely going to sing. I heard her rap before. She definitely going to sing. Definitely going to sing.
So before we go, you have to tell me, one thing that 1K Few needs to break free from.
Man, 1K Few needs to break free of having survivor's remorse. Is that what it's called?
Yep. You feel like you made it and your friends didn't make it.
A lot of times, like, I don't know, I be feeling guilty for my success sometimes a little bit. Like, even though, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
no, I understand what you're saying.
Not guilty, but just on some, like, I be wishing, like, I can do more for, like, my people sometime. Like, and I be stressing out about that, so I feel like I need to kind of.
It'll come when you're able to.
Yeah.
Right? And then, too, you know, sometimes feel everybody can go.
For sure.
Even though you want them to.
And that's what I know, too.
Everybody, and it's a struggle, and it hurts.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, me, my cousin, my homeboy, all us had made it out of prison.
Yeah.
But we still had one homeboy that was in there. And even though we all kind of like got charged with the same thing, he got life.
Mm.
But it was because of his prior criminal history. None of us had been in trouble.
Right.
And being home every day, like I was happy to be home, but it still was like that feeling of, I know when my feet hit the ground, his hitting the concrete.
Mm.
And you begin to like question like, well, how we make it out and he's still in there.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? But He ended up getting clemency like some years after us, but during that time, so I understand exactly what you're saying. So yeah. It's just in God's timing, and then too, the people that you want to bring along, they might don't even want the same thing that you want out of life.
Right.
So they might come sabotage it or pull your wagon down the hill, as Steve Harvey would say.
That's real. And, yeah. And another thing I learned during that, like, it's like you can't want more for a person than they want for themselves.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's like... And that's the thing too. It's like if I want more for you than yourself, like then I can't really do nothing.
Man, you gonna stress yourself out, around, stroke out, worried about other people. So tell us everything that's coming up, what you got going on. Put us in the loop.
Man, I actually got an album coming out end of this month. Should be October 31st. What's Understood 3. It's like a series. What's Understood series. I had 1 and 2. So, we had to go 3. It's been some year, probably been like 4 years since What's Understood too. So I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. And so we just got a lot of stuff coming. I don't want to spill a lot of beans, man. Me and Zay, we starting the choir, Radical Revolution type thing. So we got that going. I'm excited about that. Zay got a orchestra event on December 20th, mm-hmm. type thing. We opening up for that, so I'm excited about that. But I mean, we just cooking, man. We cooking. I'm signing artists. Type thing, so.
Y'all hear that? Signing artists.
Nah, for sure.
Not
for
no
sure.
Okie doke artists.
For sure. For sure. Come with it now. But yeah, that's it for real. We just trying to continue to go big for real. Put the pieces together.
I would love to see you get into schools too.
Oh, yes.
Like the alternative schools.
For sure.
Yeah. The high schools with like the highest rates of, you know, fights and stuff like that, because I mean, I do it, you know, when I can in partnership with the DA's office, right? And the reason why I feel like you would be great in the schools is because you've been exactly where they at, and then you still look like
for
them.
Sure.
Like, I'm getting older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like that. I really look like them anymore, but you have to look, and they going to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's something that maybe you should. I ain't telling you what to do.
Nah, that's definitely something that I'm interested in, because I already been to but like 4 prisons and did the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like going that route with the schools, like, that'll be on point. Like, I'm trying to do that for sure.
Yeah,
like,
because what my thing is, I'm trying to catch them now before they enter the prison
system.
Right? So, you know, sometimes they want to always focus on the kids who are already in trouble.
Yeah.
And that's okay, too. We go into the detention centers.
Facts.
But I more so, too, want to catch the ones.
Before they get there.
Yep. Because we got to save them. We got to save them.
Sure.
Yep, man, I really appreciate you coming through.
I appreciate you, man.
This was dope.
I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. For sure. For sure, man. I got to come back. You got to bring me back.
When you come, man, anytime the doors open, I'm so happy. Like, I was Westside when I said, because Dr. Dunk.
Yeah.
When he came through.
Shout out Dunk, man. That's my brother for sure.
Yeah, he told me, he's like, you need to get Few on here.
Yeah.
So I went to your page, and I was thinking, like, man, it's going to be hard to reach out to him. But then Westside, like, man, Few, oh, that's my people. God worked it out. Thank you so much.
Westside, he was one of the ones that seen it early, too. You know what I'm saying? Like I used to come to New Music Monday, and I think I probably ran into Westside before New Music Monday, though. But he was the ones that seen it early too. Like, just on, now you got something going.
Yeah.
Type thing. So
he has a good eye.
Yeah.
And a good ear. Like, you know, I rely on him now even for like questions just to help me.
Yeah.
Anything to make it better for us to go big.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
I really appreciate it, man. But we gotta stay linked up. Yeah. Need you in them schools.
Definitely.
And when we go
I need
to
your
the
help
jail.
With that too.
I need oh yeah, I got
too.
You.
For sure.
I got you for sure.
For sure.
Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but I enjoyed 1K Few today. Man, we had a blast. And just remember, y'all, it's always delusion until you see it happen. You see it happen for them. See y'all next week.